With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More Russian airstrikes in Ukraine. Lawrence Brooks has more.
A Russian cruise missile has struck a building in Ukraine's western Lviv region, killing one man. The strike destroyed the building and sparked a fire, its governor wrote on Telegram. He said the rescue operations were being conducted. Kharkiv's governor says an air attack there has killed a 19-year-old man after a projectile hit a gas station. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands in Ukraine's Odessa region have been left without power after debris from a downed Russian drone reportedly caused a fire at an energy facility. The Ukrainian Air Force says it shot down 9 of the 11 Russian-launched Shahed-type drones overnight, as well as 9 out of 14 cruise missiles. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNnews.com, a huge data breach affecting millions of people.
AT&T said Saturday a data set found on the dark web contains information like social security numbers for about 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. The company says it's not known if the data originated from AT&T or a vendor. But it's from 2019 or earlier and does not appear to include financial information or call history. However, in addition to passcodes and social security numbers, it may include email, mailing addresses, phone numbers, and birth dates. I'm Julie Walker.
Kia recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while parked. Highway Safety Administration officials say an immediate shaft and right front drive shaft may be the problem. This is SRN News. Preparations underway now for Franklin Graham's next trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has a gospel festival slated for September in Italy. Other foreign trips may be added to his schedule later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern says police in Anhui province arrested 20 people in that raid. It is the second assault on the congregation in the last 8 weeks. It is officially illegal to worship outside of the state-controlled church in China and the Communist Party in the midst of a new crackdown. This is SRN News. A new United Nations report finds 19% of the food produced in the world went to waste in 2022.
That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have helped feed the hundreds of millions of people who live with hunger every day. The biggest share of that waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations such as restaurants. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. John Scott reporting.
And speaking of food, most of California's fast food workers are set to be paid at least $20 an hour. A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for the fast food employees goes into effect on Monday morning, and that's statewide in California. More details at srnnews.com.